Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report.
Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 21st, 2020. Fiscal Year 2019 Court Debt Collection Report. Court debt report. As required by Iowa Code Section 602.8107, the Judicial Branch has filed a report on the fiscal year 2019 collections of outstanding court debt. For more information regarding the history and structure of the court debt collection system, see Issue Review, Court Debt Collection. Fiscal Year 2019 Outstanding Court Debt. At the end of fiscal year 2019, the outstanding court debt owed to the state totaled $796.8 million. Criminal debt and traffic debt comprise a large portion of the total outstanding debt at $567.7 million, or 71%, and $189.6 million, or 24%, respectively. Debt that is up to 1 year old accounts for $88.5 million, or 11% of the total, and debt 10 years or older accounts for $304 million, or 38%. No debt was written off as uncollectible. Chart 1 that accompanies this fiscal update article shows the June 30, 2019 court debt owed to the state by category as reported by the Judicial Branch. Private collector, Linebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson, LLP, is the designated private collector for the state. Linebarger began collecting for the state on December 1, 2010. The contract is currently continued on a month-to-month basis. In fiscal year 2019, Linebarger collected $10 million, an increase of approximately $800,000 from fiscal year 2018. Chart 2 that accompanies this fiscal update article shows the annual amount collected by Linebarger since it began collecting in fiscal year 2012. Under Iowa Code Section 602.8107, subsection 5, paragraph B, the delinquent court debt collected by a private debt collector is distributed to the state. As compensation, the private collector is permitted to assess a 25% collection fee in addition to the court debt owed. County Attorney. In fiscal year 2019, about $27.4 million was collected and deposited as revenue for the state and participating counties. This number does not reflect the total amount collected because county attorneys do not receive any portion of funds collected for victim restitution, the victim compensation fund, the criminal penalty surcharge, the drug abuse surcharge, the law enforcement surcharge, the county enforcement surcharge, the Department of Transportation civil penalty, set-off procedures under Iowa Code Section 8A.504, or sheriff's fees. Chart 3 that accompanies this fiscal update article shows the annual amount collected by county attorneys since fiscal year 2014. In fiscal year 2019, $18.8 million was deposited with the state and $8.6 million was deposited with the counties. Funds collected by the counties are deposited in the county general fund. Once the required collections threshold has been met, the county revenue is distributed. Table 1 that accompanies this fiscal update article shows the distribution of county attorney debt collection revenue for the past 5 years. Under Iowa Code Section 602.8107, subsection 4, paragraph B, delinquent court debt collected by the county attorney is distributed between the county and the state general fund. When a county attorney elects to collect court debt, the county attorney must meet a certain collection threshold as determined by the county's population. Prior to reaching the collection threshold, 72% is distributed to the state general fund and 28% to the county general fund. Once the county surpasses that collection threshold, the funds are distributed as follows. 67% to the state general fund, 28% to the county general fund, and 5% to the office of the county attorney. Court debt historical information. Outstanding court debt has grown by 293% since fiscal year 2000. Table 2 that accompanies this fiscal update article shows outstanding court debt by fiscal year, and chart 4 that accompanies this fiscal update article shows the steady increase in court debt since fiscal year 2000. These numbers reflect what is owed to the state of Iowa and do not include debt such as restitution and monies owed to counties, cities, or sheriffs. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Laura Book, Legislative Analyst 2 with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-205-9275. To see the charts and tables that accompany this fiscal update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left. Then under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and go to the article titled Fiscal Year 2019 Court Debt Collection Report.